Hello, everyone, and welcome to our meeting tonight. If you have opened this meeting from our website or as a podcast, we ask that you understand this is a live teleconference meeting, so there will be people dialing in from across the country. We're going to give them a chance to get here. So we'll start in about 3 to 5 minutes with the message. And any time you would like to join Freedom's Way on our teleconference meetings, they are held each Monday and Friday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363-pound. You can also go online to freedomswayministries.com for more information about us and ways to support our ministry. So welcome. If you would like to say hello and let me know who you are, now's a good time to do that.
Okay, I'll do that. This is Helen.
Hi, Helen. Welcome, welcome.
Always
good
welcome.
Evening, it's Steve and Cindy.
Steve and Cindy, great to have you here. Ah, praise the Lord forever. Hello, hello.
I'm Judy.
Hi there, Judy.
Hi there.
Well, I'm so glad.
Me and little David's going to listen to you tonight.
Oh, good. Okay.
He wants some more delivery.
He'll get it tonight.
Okay.
You got a good one coming up.
You'll get it tonight, baby. Good. Peace and blessings on you.
Thank you, Judy. All righty then. Yes, we do have an amazing message for you all tonight. And we are looking forward to bringing it. Been quite a day, very, very busy day today. Another glorious day in God's glorious kingdom.
Amen.
Hi, Annette.
Hi. Okay.
Hallelujah. And I am going to be at City Bible Church on the 19th.
I'm not here the 19th.
You're not? I'm sorry, I'll miss you.
Yeah, sorry, I'll miss you too. You're supposed to be going over to Destiny at one point, aren't you?
I have told Pastor Jerry that I am free on the 19th, so I might be going over there then, right after City Bible. But I haven't heard back from Annette.
Right.
All right, hello, hello.
Hey, Mitch, welcome.
Hey, sis, thank you. Up here in Georgia. All right, I'm going to mute back out. I'm being noisy.
Okie dokie. Is there anybody else that would like to say hello before we get started tonight? Because we do have a lot to say. If not, I am going to mute your telephones and we'll get underway. Hallelujah.
Good evening. My name is Phil Burdett. I'm here with my wife, Vicki. We are Freedom's Way Ministries. Our mission is to help you come into your true identity in Christ, all that God has designed you to be. And anything we can do to help you become all that God has designed you to do so you can enjoy the benefits and the power of walking in authority in the kingdom, we are glad to do that. So you can reach out to us at any time. Tonight we have a very powerful message. Buckle your seatbelts. You're going to be blessed. I'm going to pray us in and get started because it is a lot of material. So hallelujah. God bless you all as you hear. Father God, we just thank you for this time in your word tonight. We say, Holy Spirit, have your way in us and in this message. We loose the anointing of God to prosper God's people. So we thank you for your presence and your purposes, Father God, and we give you all the honor and all the glory in this message. I ask that you touch your people's hearts. And in the name of Jesus, I turn aside any assignment from hell that would try to divert or blunt the message that God wants to speak to his people and open up your hearts, folks. Thank you, Lord, for this message. Thank you that you're doing it. We say, Satan, get behind us. We loose the Holy Spirit and say, have your way, Holy Spirit, in us tonight as we grow in you, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight we are going to be looking at how to avoid the stings of witchcraft. You know, for a while now, we've been focused on helping those in the body of Christ come into individual freedom by exposing areas in which the devil has a legal right to afflict us and to affect our lives. And one of those areas is witchcraft and incantation. It's an area that can infiltrate its way into our lives, no matter how saved we are, or how upright we think our lives might be. There are some in the body of Christ who maintain that the curses of witchcraft have no entry into their lives at any time for any reason. Well, that's, you know, a nice way to think, but it's not true. Sometime back at a home group gathering, I overheard one lady ask another lady if she felt that witchcraft curses could be the reason her husband had suddenly fallen extremely ill. Oh, no, girlfriend, the woman answered. That kind of thing can't touch us. Now, to me, that's a huge deception. But unfortunately, we can't overcome a thing if we refuse to accept it as real or possible.
Our goal is to expose the wiles of the devil and how he deceives us. And before we get started, there's one thing we need to say that is vital to walking in freedom. We don't want anyone to have a primary focus on sin and evil spirits. Don't go there. It's very important that everyone fully understand the only reason we study darkness is so we will have the knowledge to recognize, step into, and stay in the light. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 2 Corinthians 7, chapter 1, verse 1. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Praise the Lord. I want to read that again. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. For those who have been taught that your spirit cannot be unclean or be affected by demonic things, tear that page out of your Bible. You know, we need to know how to go about cleansing ourselves of all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. But we don't need to concentrate on the evil. I wanted to say that again. You know, recently I had lunch. It was just this past weekend, I think. I had lunch at a local restaurant, and there was a large group that came in. Obviously, they were family members, assorted friends, whatever. And one young girl, she looked to be about 12 or 13. She was wearing a, and I quote this, Hell Awaits Tour t-shirt with concert dates from 1985. Now, obviously, she wasn't born in 1985. It was a black tee, had blood red letters outlined in white. The front of the shirt sported an ethereal-looking pentagram. And one look at this child told me volumes about her and the spiritual condition of her family. This girl had self-hatred and depression all over her. And, you know, they were seated pretty close to me. So I was able to notice a lot of things about this group. And her mom was a take charge type of woman. She told everybody in the group where to sit, what to order. And the women sat separately from the men, who really seemed to be almost hiding. And these people had no clue about the reality of the spirit world. They were open targets for witchcraft and witchcraft curses, especially that young girl who was wearing an open invitation to the devil, wearing it on her body. And you know, these shirts and the clothing with the skulls all over it and those kinds of things, they are invitations for spiritual activity, and it is not good. You know, I wanted to take that mom aside and speak to her, but I was not released to do that. And so there was nothing that I could do but just sit there and pray that God would reveal himself and his love to them. We will only overcome evil with good, as the word tells us. So I want to encourage all of you, when you see these kinds of things out in the world, don't just shake your head and go your way. Don't judge and criticize them. Pray for them. Romans 12:21, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
We're not going into a heavy study of witchcraft for a couple of reasons. First, we don't need to know anything more than it exists and it has a certain power given it by the people involved. And second, if we focus on the evil and not the good, we can never overcome the evil because that's all we know. We won't know the good. Our main focus must be on the Lord and his goodness, not the devil and his deceptions. It all comes down to spiritual authority. We are created with a desire within us to move in spiritual authority, to have what we like to call supernatural power. As Christians, this desire is fulfilled as we operate in the authority of God through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But unfortunately, much of the church has not understood the gifts of the Spirit, and many have taught against the gifts, and that has left Christians openly vulnerable to the counterfeit spiritual authority of witchcraft, as presented through New Age practices, marketing and sales of ungodly stuff, the entertainment industry, politics, media, including social media, mind control, manipulation, pharmakia, gossip, and even prayer. In talking about witchcraft, let's give an example from the Word of how witchcraft at its darkest can have an effect on people. The highest form of black magic or witchcraft is satanic ritual, especially as it pertains to human sacrifice. Most of the church turns its head, closes its ears, or refuses to believe that kind of thing is happening. Or if it does, it's not in our neighborhood. But the truth is, human sacrifice is being made all over the world and in every state in America, and it's nothing new. The shedding of blood, particularly the innocent blood of a child, empowers Satanists to elevate themselves to a higher spiritual level in the demonic realm. The shedding of innocent blood is one of the greatest abominations to the Lord, as stated in Proverbs, the 6th chapter. Honey, you will read that for us?
I'll be happy to. Proverbs 6, verses 16 to 19. These six things does the Lord hate, yes, seven, are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among brethren. Well, hands that shed innocent blood. As Satanists use their hands to shed innocent blood, they get to give themselves over to more demons and accomplish more evil, which gives them more control and authority over others. Now, one example of blood sacrifice and how it changed the course of things is found in 2 Kings. This is when Elijah had prophesied to Israel and Judah and Edom that the Lord would deliver Moab into their hands. Now, the battle wasn't going well for Moab. The prophecy seemed to be coming right in line. That nation was on the brink of being destroyed when the king of Moab turned to blood sacrifice, which is a practice of witchcraft, to invoke and empower the forces of darkness.
And I'm going to read that. This is not really pleasant, but I'm going to read that in 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 26 to 27. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men that drew swords to break through even unto the king of Edom, but they could not. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their own land. Now notice that after this sacrifice, the armies of the Israelites turned back. Now the Moabites were eventually defeated, but not at this time.
Later.
So even though Israel and her allies apparently had a victory in hand, the witchcraft that was wrought in the heavenlies by this demonic sacrifice so depressed and discouraged Israel that they gave up. The firstborn son was honored by the Israelites. He was the one groomed to take over the family business, carry the family name, and lead and protect his brothers and sisters. This act of the king of Moab was a deep sting of witchcraft that accomplished its purpose.
Well,
there's a spiritual progression to what is referred to as the stings of witchcraft. So I'm going to give you that progression for any of you note takers. The progression is this: discouragement. That always comes first. Discouragement, then confusion, depression, loss of vision, disorientation, withdrawal, despair, and defeat. So you can easily see how those things worked against Israel in those verses that Phil just read. Every one of these things, discouragement, confusion, depression, loss of vision, disorientation, withdrawal, despair, and defeat, every one is a curse. And every one has evil behind it. Many of us, I would say actually most of us, have experienced some or all of this at one time or another in our lives. No matter what we may think, no one is exempt or immune from the stings of witchcraft. Pardon me. But there are things that we can do to avoid these stings coming on us. The first, of course, is to recognize they exist and to identify them when they come along, as well as identifying the evil spirit or the spirits behind that work. We need to know that these are not conditions of our emotions or our thought life. These are evil assignments. We must recognize they exist and identify them. And as we recognize them, by the power of God, we can close the doors that we have inadvertently opened. And we can seal those doors shut with the blood of Jesus. God closes doors that no man can open. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woohoo!
We're going to begin with a look at the first in the progression of the stings of witchcraft, which is discouragement. Being discouraged does not always mean witchcraft is evident, however, but if we are increasingly or frequently feeling discouraged for no apparent reason, spirits of witchcraft are a possible source. When situations are basically normal in our lives, yet we feel overwhelmed by them, when we can bet there's a spiritual attack in progress. Not being able to handle everyday stresses and feeling discouraged by them can be an indicator of witchcraft. If we can deflect discouragement and send it away when it first raises its ugly head, then we will avoid its progression into confusion and depression, which are two other states of being that are stings of witchcraft and that are orchestrated by evil spirits. So how do we deflect and send away discouragement? Isn't it a normal emotional response of our human state when things don't go our way?
No.
Well, the answer is a resounding no. Discouragement is not normal, or at least it shouldn't be normal for a Christian. According to the Word of God, happiness is the norm for them who trust in the Lord. And I'm going to read that in Psalms 144, verses 11 through 15. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaks vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and tens of thousands in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, and there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yes, happy is a people whose God is the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Happy, happy, happy. And our belief is also that most of the time, maybe all the time, negative emotions are not negative emotions at all. They are evil spirits on assignment to mess up our lives. When we can recognize discouragement as being the work of an evil spirit, then we can successfully combat and overcome it. We can come out from that unclean thing. Hallelujah. The primary and most effective weapon against discouragement, confusion, and depression is embracing and maintaining an attitude of gratitude in our lives. The gospel is good news. It's good news. There's nothing discouraging about it. And the very fact that we are loved unconditionally, we are accepted without demand performance, that should give us the foundation we need to develop and nurture a grateful heart. The truth of the love of God toward us, that very simple good word, that will free us from discouragement and prevent that sting of witchcraft from progressing. Proverbs 12:25 says, heaviness in the heart of man makes it stoop, but a good word makes it glad. That good word, the love of God toward us.
Amen. All of us are subjected to situations and circumstances that are designed to bring heaviness into our spirits. But we are designed to hear the voice of the Lord and to trust in Him at those times. The Word gives us multiple ways to step out of discouragement and into praise, where we can enter the glory of God and receive hope in our hearts through simple gratitude toward Him for what He has done for us. It's a matter of focus. When our focus is on the circumstances and how bad it is, that's the misery we get to live in. When our focus is on the Lord and His goodness and mercy, that's the joy we can experience. A self-focus will always put us in a place of vulnerability to the stings of witchcraft because we are now our own God.
Interject something here. When you are in self-focus, it's impossible to see the plan of God for your life. That makes discouragement, that sting, very easy for the devil. Self-focus prevents you from seeing God's plan for you.
Hallelujah. That is true. It becomes all about me rather than all about Him. How I see things, not how God sees things. This is important. Let's not forget that we were created for God and for His purpose. God was not created for us, nor for us to tell Him His purpose. Amen. Focusing on ourselves, our wants, our needs, how we feel, who loves us, who doesn't, what people say about us, or what they might be thinking about us, that is a focus that will draw the stings of witchcraft and ensure misery and discouragement in our lives.
Oh, hallelujah. Somebody's getting set free. So I want to give you a list. This is 19 surefire ways to be miserable. Think first, and maybe only, about yourself. Talk about yourself, maybe only about yourself. Use I, me, mine, as often as you can. Mirror yourself in the opinion of others. Oof. Listen greedily to what others have to say about you. You know, we're all guilty of this, I think. You know, somebody runs into somebody that we both know, for example. And they'll say, oh, I ran into so-and-so today. And the other guy will say, did he ask about me? Do you have anything to say about me? Oh, praise the Lord. Help us, Jesus. Be suspicious. Be suspicious of others. Yes, this is ways to be miserable. I'm not giving you direction for your life, please. Thank you, Phil. These are surefire ways to be miserable. Expect to be appreciated by others. Be jealous and sensitive of others, what they have, what they can do. You know, you're focused on what they have that you don't have. How about this one? Do not forgive. Don't forgive them their trespasses. Trust nobody but yourself. Insist on the consideration and respect of other people. Demand agreement with your own views. Sulk. Or, as my grandma would say, pout. Stop pouting. Sulk if people are not grateful to you. Ways to be miserable, don't forget. How about this one? Never forget a service you have rendered. Be on the lookout for a good time for yourself. Shirk your duties when you can. Do as little as possible for other people. Love yourself supremely. Now, we are to love ourselves, but not at the sacrifice of others. And finally, be selfish. Be selfish toward others. Those are 19 ways that you can be miserable. There's one that will make you happy. You don't have to remember anything else. Jesus Christ and his love for you. Amen.
Amen. So, do the opposite of what she said there in those 19 ways. Okay. Following the 19-step formula for misery laid out here sets us up for a progression of witchcraft stings to plague our lives. Following God's pattern for life and living as laid out in his word sets us up to avoid the stings of witchcraft and to live lives of fulfillment and satisfaction. Colossians 3:16 through 17 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and in spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. This passage in Colossians tells us first that wisdom dwells in the word of Christ. The anointed word of the living God within us brings us into wisdom. Learning through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs lifts us into a place above our circumstances where we can receive that wisdom. Help us, Lord. It also tells us that having grace in our hearts is part of the requirement. One of the definitions for grace is gratitude. A heart of thankfulness is a heart that can receive wisdom. Wisdom is that which can elevate us out of the mire of the situation and put us in a large place. Then in verse 17, do all, everything we do, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That means we are to stand in his character in whatever we do. No more self-focus. Now we are to have God focus. The passage ends by saying, once again, give thanks to God.
Give thanks.
Thankfulness. Yes, with a grateful heart. Thankfulness and our expression of thankfulness, that runs the gamut from praise and worship to rejoicing in all things, to speaking words of life, to loving and serving others, bringing judgment on evil spirits, justice to people. When we are busy doing everything in the character of Jesus, which is love, truth, and humility, when we are rejoicing in him at all times, no matter what's going on around us, when we're thinking on the things we're instructed to think on, there won't be any room in our hearts or our lives for discouragement. So our shield against witchcraft will be strong to deflect the stings that it has. Here is, I guess, this would be at least in the top 10 of my favorite scriptures, Philippians 4, verses 4 through 8. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice. Pray with thanksgiving. Think on things that are honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, and praiseworthy. What is honest? Jesus Christ. Any word about you that opposes God's opinion of you is not honest and will open you up to discouragement. In Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Another meaning for honest is in the light. What is in the light? Again, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Walk in the light as he is in the light. I think that's the next one. Only 1 John 1:4-5. And these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
Wow, hallelujah. Notice, thinking on things in the light, in other words, thinking on the Lord Jesus Christ, will make our joy full. There's no place for discouragement, confusion, or depression. So what is just? Again, Jesus. His very nature is just. He will right all the wrongs. He's our defender. He's our avenger. It is God that will right all wrongs against us And when we try to right wrongs, when we try to defend the truth in ourselves, we're set up by the enemy, and we're open to the stings of witchcraft. Deuteronomy 32, verse 3 and 4 says this, "Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe you greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he." Genesis 18:25. "That be far from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the wicked should be, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That is far from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" 1 Thessalonians 4:6. "That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we have also forewarned you and testified."
What is pure? Jesus. Pure means morally clean. Jesus Christ was the only man who ever lived who lived totally morally clean. Not once did he transgress. Though he was tempted, yet he did not agree with the devil. There was no sin in him. Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Praise his name. John 14:30, "Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes and has nothing in me." What is lovely? This word actually has the implication of point self in the right direction to turn toward a friend. Wow. So what would be the right direction be, and who is the friend? Jesus Christ. Isaiah 26:3-4, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust you in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength."
Lord.
Everlasting strength. Proverbs 18:24, "A man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother."
Hallelujah. And what is of good report? Jesus. His heart for us, his thoughts toward us are all good and always good. His report is good continually. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Philippians 1:6, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." And what is virtue? This word translates manliness and excellence, a person of valor. Well, that's Jesus. When the Spirit of God's excellence indwells a person, that's virtue. And our biblical example is in Daniel. Would you read that, Pat?
Yes, I will. Daniel 6:4. "Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And this king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him." Notice that because of the virtue of Daniel, which was God's excellent spirit within him, those in worldly authority could not find a way to accuse and afflict him. Finally, we are to think on things that are praiseworthy. Certainly, that's Jesus. 2 Samuel 22:4, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And Psalm 111, verses 1 through 10. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all of them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He's commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endures forever.
He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Pardon me. Okay, hallelujah. Every good thing listed in Philippians 4 that we are to think about points directly to the Lord. He is honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, praiseworthy. You know, King David gave us maybe the best example of what we should do when the stings of witchcraft seem to be especially wicked and unfair. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, we read the account of David and his army returning from war. Now, the king was not out of the will of God. He was doing what a good king should be doing. He was leading his army. But while they were away, the Amalekites came up from the south. They stole everything they had. They burned the city. David had done nothing wrong. And yet, if the loss of his wives and children and possessions in all the city were not enough, the men who returned with him wanted to kill him. I think that would be more than enough to entertain discouragement, just to want to lie down and give up. But look what King David did. He responded to the ability of God and not the misery of the circumstance. In 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God.
Amen. David encouraged himself. Strengthen us, Lord, to do that in times of need. Because he sought the Lord and directed his thoughts to the Lord, King David was able to hear and receive the word of the Lord. He pursued the enemy at the Lord's direction, overcame them, and recovered all. So let's do that now. Let's pursue the enemy and recover all that has been stolen from us by the sting of witchcraft known as discouragement. Overcoming this one will prevent the invasion of all others.
Thank you, Lord. Set it up for us, huh?
Father God, I come boldly to you on behalf of my brothers and sisters and myself, and I ask that we be delivered tonight from the deception of witchcraft and the sting of discouragement. I ask that you remove the veil of darkness that has prevented our recognition of the subtleties of the spirit and tear down its strongholds over us. I thank you, Lord, that you are our deliverer. You are our Messiah, our Redeemer, our risen Lord, and that you are all powerful and effective to free us from discouragement. We declare our need for you, God. Without you, we can do nothing, but with you, nothing is impossible. In the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I bind the strong man of witchcraft, and I tell you, you cannot stop or even hinder what God is doing here tonight. Step aside, get behind us, because God is coming through, and these people will be set free. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. And if you are ready to be set free, then I encourage you to pray this prayer with me. Pray it out loud so that the angels are released to minister this word that you speak, and the devils will know you disagree with them. So pray with me. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Father God, I come to you with the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
I declare you are my deliverer. I declare I belong to you, Lord, and to no other God. I was bought with a price, paid in blood by your Son and my Savior, Jesus Christ. I confess my sins before you, Lord. And I confess the sins of my fathers. I recognize that in myself and in my generations, I've allowed discouragement to manifest and cause the stings of witchcraft to penetrate my life. I want to appropriate forgiveness for myself and my family. Lord, I recognize and I repent to you for allowing the enemy to afflict me with discouragement. And I ask that the curse be broken. I break all agreement now with discouragement. And with every unclean attitude or action, every evil spirit in myself or my generations that would have allowed the stings of witchcraft to invade my life and cause discouragement in my heart. I recognize I have participated at times. With spirits of ingratitude toward God. Dishonor of God. Rejection of God. And his dealings with me. Thanklessness. Hatred toward God. Anger toward God. And every other unclean spirit that would lead me out of gratitude and would blind me from seeing the goodness and grace of God in my life daily. Oh, I admit I have yielded to the spirit of discouragement. Rather than seeking you, Father, in praise and worship. And I repent. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break all agreement and utterly renounce all these ungodly spirits. I also ask your forgiveness, Father, for participating with or entertaining spirits of ingratitude toward others, discontent, dishonor of others and myself, Futility. Ill will.
Ill will.
Secret backbiting. Gossip. Covetousness. Slandering. Hatefulness. Insolence. Arrogance. Faithlessness. Artlessness. Loneliness. Mercilessness. Self-centeredness. Insufficiency. Murmuring and complaint. Contemptuousness. Disobedience to authority. Ungratefulness to my family. Unforgiveness. Treachery. Betrayal. Conceit. Hypocrisy. Vain amusements and ungodly imagination. Oh, Lord, I declare to you, I don't want any of these unclean attitudes, these actions, or evil spirits in my life. I will no longer entertain them. I know that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is all-powerful and effective to free me now from all these things and from the sting of discouragement. Thank you, Lord, for being my deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm just going to go and sweep up now. I take the sword of the Spirit of God and I sever all generational cords of iniquity and every evil soul tie that has held anything we have named in place in your life. I cut those cords completely. I send back in the Spirit every ungodly thing that attached itself to you. And I take back for you every godly thing you were meant to have. I speak to discouragement. These people have broken agreement with you, and you have to go. Come up and out from every cell in their bodies right now. Loose them and let them go. I cancel the cell memory of discouragement. And I cast out all spirits that would oppose God in any way, ingratitude to God, dishonor of God, rejection of God and his dealings, thanklessness, hatred toward God, anger toward God, any other unclean spirit that has led you out of gratitude and blinded you from seeing the goodness and grace of God in your life. I cast those things out now. I send them to the pit where burning coals fall on them and they cannot rise again. Come up and out from every cell in their bodies right now. And I cast out every spirit and spirit guide of discontent, dishonor of others or yourselves, futility, ingratitude, ill will, backbiting, gossip, covetousness, slander, all hatefulness. Get up, get out, and go in the name of Jesus. I cast out insolence, arrogance, faithlessness, heartlessness, loneliness, mercilessness, self-centeredness and insufficiency. Go from God's people in the name of Jesus. I cast out murmuring, complaint, contemptuousness, disobedience, ungratefulness toward family, unforgiveness, treachery, betrayal, all conceit, all hypocrisy, all vain amusements and ungodly imaginations. I cast you all out. Loose them and let them go. Come up and out from every cell in their bodies and take your nasty diseases with you. Take your symptoms and go. I send you into the consuming fire of the living God. I cancel cell memory of all this stuff in the name of Jesus Christ. And I call forth that river of living water to flow in and through you. Lord, flood your people with your purity, with your power. Where the river flows, there is life. Everything lives where the river touches. In the name of Jesus, Lord, wash through your people now and fill us up from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet with such praise, with such gratitude and thankfulness, with such joy and peace and love, that there be no room for witchcraft to bring a sting of discouragement, confusion, depression, disorientation, or any other thing, despair, depression, and defeat. Lord, thank you that there is no place in our hearts or in our lives. We are those happy people whose God is the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Yeah. Woo, hallelujah. Take a breath out there. Praise God. If you have a comment or a question, you can push the star 6 keys on your telephone keypad, and that will unmute your telephone so we can hear you.
Good evening, Vicki.
Hi there.
This was awesome. This was just what I needed to hear.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. And my dulcimer is shipping today, and in 3 days I'll have it. Tomorrow I'm starting with a new performer that's very positive. And from this day forth, I am going to be praising the Lord and in a spirit of walking in a spirit of thanksgiving and praise. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
I'll step aside and next.
Hallelujah. Anybody else have a comment or a question? Next week.
Hello. Hi, Peter.
Hi,
go ahead. I just wanted to say I needed this too. I think we all get down at certain times, maybe, and this was good for all of us, I think. And thank you so much.
Praise God. Thank you, Claudia.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Vicki.
Hi there.
This is Marcia.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was a good word. That gave me some understanding that I'd never thought of before. So I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Yes. God bless you greatly.
Amen. He does. Thank you, Lord. But that was just really good. The first part, a good part about that discouragement, the witchcraft thing. When you're discouraged for no reason, I mean, that was like a light bulb came on. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, good work, guys. Keep it up.
Amen. Thank you, Marcia.
Amen.
And you know, it does remind and it does bring to mind that, especially at this time of year. Witchcraft spirits, you know, it's beginning in October and going through the end of the year, all through what Wiccans and New Age consider, you know, the winter solstice era time.
Yeah.
Witchcraft is really cranked up against strong Christians who are advancing the kingdom of God, against the uncompromising, steadfast faith of Christians. And, you know, we all need to be aware that we are not immune. And when those feelings, quote unquote, come along, we need to say, not going to go there. So praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
I am in a fast. For those who don't call in on the morning line, I started it at Thanksgiving. I'm not fasting food. I'm fasting complaint. I'm fasting, murmuring, and complaining.
Complaining. Well, I'll join you in that.
Okay. Well, I'm going all the way through Christmas.
Okay.
And nothing will steal my joy.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Well,
all right.
I appreciate you. I appreciate that word.
Thanks,
God
ma'am.
Bless you.
I receive it. You too.
I
am it.
Hey, this is him. I'm trying to be quiet. I thought you were still talking. You're in a noisy truck out here. Thank you, brother and sister. I got my armor plate shining up real good. I gotta have it on this time of the season.
Okay.
God bless y'all.
I got
Thank
about
you.
Half of what you said.
I said, thank you, brother and sister. I got my plate of armor shining up right now. I got to have it on at all times. Thank you, brother and sister.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, man.
I'm there to join these folks out here. I'm stopping all up to it.
Yes.
Right, no complaints. No complaints.
No
complaints. Love y'all.
Love you, too.
Vicki, I had an experience this weekend, well, it was last Friday, and a long-term, 35, 37-year teacher, and you might know her, Miss Jody Showalter, but she is a teacher of children. She taught my children, you know what I'm saying, my kids, and
mm-hmm.
Sunday school and stuff. But anyway, she was, we hadn't seen each other about 10 years or something like that. And so we had a Christian movie night and dinner. And anyway, she was fearful of, I don't know, they keep trying to find things wrong with her, something that's wrong with her. And it's not this, muscular dystrophy, this and that and that and that. And, you know, and she's always exhausted trying to, and talking about giving up the ministry. And, we were in a public place, and it was noisy. I couldn't have hear anything. But anyway, so we didn't do a whole lot of praying there. I was just listening mostly. And, but I can feel that heaviness of death, or like, you know, she feels that she's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And anyway, and we had made a point to get back and to, you know, be in her home where we can be more privately. But that morning, because I was sick with this, anyway, this stuff that you're sharing, apparently, and I was exhausted, so I wanted sleep. But, of course, even before fully awake and rising, you know, I had been praying for Miss Jody. You know what I'm saying? I've been praying for through my spirit. And there was another presence there. And
okay.
I felt like death. You know, like a death. I was like, you know, I was questioned. Death angel, death this, death something. And, you know, and I was asking the Lord, I says, you know, only you know all truth and all things that are happening. And why is it in... within, you know, why is it showing it to me, you know, at this time and now? Mm-hmm. And I just asked, well, I'm just saying I asked at that point. I went into the spirit and pure spirit, went to the Lord and told for him. I says, if it is not of you, Lord, it needs to flee. You know,
Amen.
From my mind, mm-hmm. my presence, my everything. It doesn't have any command or any right to be within me. And, you know, and it was then and left.
Amen. And, hallelujah.
But I was just like, you know, I'm still, you know, it's just like there's a spirit that is on.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I just ask, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we just stand in agreement right now for Jody.
Yes,
we just stand in agreement that you reveal your truth, that fear has no power, that she doesn't give it, and Lord, that you empower her to stop opening doors to evil spirits through fear or other unclean thing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we stand in agreement, Lord, that your truth reigns. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
But yeah, I never was in that one before. You know what I'm saying? That was something new to me.
Well, and you know, witchcraft comes in many different ways. So God's training.
But it wants it.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Well, when it flew, I prayed and it fled. That means it was not of the Lord. It was nothing that He was trying to say or do. Amen.
Praise
but I got to get with her now. So, all right. I love you. Thank you so much. This is a good word.
Amen. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Who else has anything to say? Any comments, questions tonight? Okay. Well. Pastor Phil, are you ready to pray us into this wonderful week and bless God's people?
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your word. Ask that you, with your strength, Lord, we allow your word to penetrate our hearts, change us, mold us into what you would have us be, Father. And that is your hands and feet on the earth. So thank you, Lord, that you're empowering us to do that. Help us, Lord, to keep our ears open, our ears to the ground, to know and discern and to use wisdom to know what to say and where to go and what to do. So we thank you, Lord, that you're with us, leading and guiding us in all that we say or do. Thank you for your word tonight. Ask that you seal it in our hearts. And as Aaron blessed the children of Israel in Numbers, the 6th chapter, I will bless your people with the Aaronic benediction in Hebrew and then in English. God bless you as you hear. Yivarech Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha. Ifunecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you shalom, give you peace. And I add in Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who is our Sar Shalom, our Prince of Shalom, of peace. And I thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you that you're camping your angels about your people this week and leading them into the place of joy, prosperity, victory in all areas in their lives. And I thank you, Lord, that your hand's on our life and you're leading us where we need to be. So we give you all the honor and all the glory tonight in the mighty, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you all. We will see you in the morning at the King's Table.
7:15.
Friday night, Gretchen has a wonderful word for you. Next Monday, we start a little short series on godly relationships. So I hope that you will join us for that. And really, it will help you go through this season and the rest of your lives with peace and joy. Hallelujah. Good night.
Good night. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye now.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.